We are learning Masechta Shabbos Daf Yud Amud Aleph, and we are starting from the top of the Amud again. So we are talking about different halakhos of starting some project by time of davening, and the Gemara said that the halakha is that the Bavloyim who wear belts, so if you hold tefillas arvus is reshus, then once they open the belt, they don't have to daven anymore. They don't have to daven right now. They could first eat and then daven. If you hold chayva, then they cannot daven. And the Gemara asked the kasha, by mincha we find that once you took off your belt, you started eating, you let it continue eating. That was the Gemara's kasha. So first of all, Tosafot speaks out, obviously he said Shema already. If he didn't say Shema yet, then Shema zicha deraisa, zicha chayva. So Tosafot speaks out, he said Shema. But al-Kapon, the Gemara's kasha is the steer between mincha and ma'ariv. So the Gemara hosom l'shicha shichris. Hacha shicha shichris. That by day you don't drink so much, And therefore it's not derech to drink a lot of wine. Therefore we're not worried you're going to miss mincha. Mashenke b'mariv, even if it will be chayva, even if you open the belt, it will make you daven. Why? Because there is shicha shichris. Inami mincha, given the kvila zimna mersis, since by mincha had the kvila stick of time, he's careful. Bloy osla mefsha, arvis, given the kula laila is my arvis, since the whole night is the time to daven ma'ariv, bloy mersis is not scared about missing it, and therefore he might eat too much and miss it. Osla mefsha. So al kaponim, you see this inyan of wearing a belt for davening, because you see that if he undoes his belt, it's a tirch, he has to redo his belt. Where is the cash on that? Maskulo Rav Sheshes, Tvichuso Lameisa Hemenya. What's the big tirch over here? He took off his belt. So we're saying we don't make him put his belt back on and daven. That's called starting to daven. You know, take off your belt. It's just a big deal. To put your belt back on. That's kasha number one. But oid lekoach v'litzlo, just daven like this without your belt. What do you need your belt for? Two kashas. First of all, it's such a big deal. To put your belt back on. And second of all, the kasha is just daven without your belt. And for the Gemara, Mishum Shunema, Hiko, and Lekras, Lekach, Yisrael. Before you daven, you have to be prepared to daven like a mensch, and therefore, with your belt on, and therefore, you can't daven the way it is. So first of all, there was two kashas in the Gemara. Kasha number one was, is it a big deal to do this? That was kasha number one. And kasha number two was just daven without it. So Lechairo, we only answered one kasha. We didn't answer the other kasha. We only answered the second kasha that just daven without your belt. More answer because you have to have hikoyim. What about the first kasha? Is it a big tircha? So Tosafot says we taka didn't answer the first kasha. Only answer the second kasha. The Ritva learns that this teretz is the teretz of both. Since it's a din of hikoyim, you have to make sure the belt is perfect. It might take some time to make yourself look good. That's the Ritva learns. Now Tosafot goes vayta, says from here it's mavuya that you have to wear a gartel for davening. That's what he says. Mavuya, you have to wear a gartel for davening. Then Tosafot declares that maybe he brings in the machzor of victory, that the only reason we have to wear a gartel is to be mafsik between the lav and the erev. We used to wear robes that day, those days, and you have to be mafsik. So he says, these days that we wear pants, you don't have to be mafsik. These days they don't wear pants, you don't have to be mafsik. But in Shulchan Aruch, it's Paskin, the first reason that you have to wear a gartel. And that means that would come out even these days, we'd have to wear a gartel, because that's hikoyim, that's what Tosafot explains. That's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins. So Lamaisa, so what's the heter these days for people not to wear a gartel? The heter not to wear a gartel is, there's a, the Mishnah brings up in the Magen Avraham, that if you don't wear a gartel all day, so then you don't have to wear a gartel for davening. So the Gemara right. And he ends off the Mishnah Berurah, that Lamaisa, someone who's medaktik should wear a gartel even then. So already, Rosh Hashanah and the stipler already say these days it's not the gay gartel anymore, because these days, even when you go to a melech, you don't wear a gartel. So those days, you were mashlum the beggar with a gartel. These days, not mashlum the beggar with a gartel. That's the reason why people don't wear a gartel these days. Now, I want to go a few more things about davening. Rabbi Barav Huna, Rami Puzmiki Umatzli. He used to put on special shoes, or special like socks, and daven. You have to prepare yourself before you go daven to Hashem. Tosafot speaks out, this is one of the Makairis that you're not allowed to daven barefoot. The Gemara says, Vaiter, Rava shodi glima, upacha yado amatzli. Rava used to take off his big cloak and fold his hands and daven. Omar, he said, ka'avda kami mori. You have to daven with hachna'a, like an eved in front of your master. Omar Ravashi, chazina la le'rav kana kika tzar ba'ama, depends. If it was a shas tzar, shodig lima pachi yodem asla, he threw his cloak back and he folded his hands and daven. Omar avdu kavimari, you have a daven like an evid in front of your master. Kika shalma, when there's shalom in the world, love v'shemeskase misatav amasli. Then he put on his fanciest clothing and daven. Omar hikan le'karas le'kecha Yisrael. And these days we nemon it's a makam tzar, and therefore everyone should daven in a Ka'avdo kavimari, like a Eved in front of his master. Rava chazed Rav Nuna, the Kamarach Betzlusi. Rava saw Rav Nuna davening very long time. Omar, he told Rav Nuna, Menichim chaya oilam, oislam chaya shah. You're leaving chaya oilam, which is Torah. You're putting aside the Torah, and you're spending chaya shah. It's a pelad exactly. Gazach. Rava is assuming that davening is chaya shah. Why? Rashi says, because davening for his, you know, refuah, for shalom, for mazoinis, for things in this world. He said, you're leaving the Torah and going to daven? What's the problem of Rav Nuna? Who saw our zman tefillah l'chud, zman Torah l'chud? There's only a chiv for Torah when it's not zman tefillah. But zman tefillah, that's the right thing to do. That's what Rav Nuna said. Now it's zman tefillah. Zman tefillah, you can daven as long as you want. And zman Torah l'chud. And of course, the Mefarshim speak out that this whole nidin is only by people who learn every minute. Avada, a person who's learning every minute, but him davening is a gevaldik gazach. It's not called chayeshah. We're talking about their rabbi who learned every 3 minutes. So by them, to daven extra long, Rava held was a taina. Even Rav Nuna argued on that, but Rava held that was a taina. Rav Yirmiyah of Yosef Kameda Rav Zeir Asik v'shmaitza. Rav Yirmiyah was standing in front of Rav Zeir in the middle of learning, in the middle of shir, and Nogal Tzluye, and it was getting late, you know, the davening was passing the time for davening. Nogal Tzluye. Rav Yirmiyah was getting antsy to rush to daven. So Rav Zeira said that's not the right way. Kari la Rav Zeira, Meisir Oznei Meshmaya Torah, if someone removes his ear from listening to Torah, Gam Tefillah Seteve, even his tefillah is not good. The vart is, you have to be makbid that when you're learning, to finish the learning and then go to tefillah. There's no mitzvah to run away from learning to go daven. Again, this is by someone who's Torosai, Yomrosai, and also not going to miss Zman Tefillah. But someone who's Torosai, Yomrosai, he should finish the learning and don't run out to daven. Okay, Adkan Dagarat. And now the Gemara will go back to the din of before Mincha, that you're not allowed to start a din Torah before Zman Mincha. But if you start it, you don't have to stop. What's called starting din Torah? We said what starting eating means undoing your belt. That's starting eating. What's the other things? Taking a merchetz is taking off your yarmulke. But now, what is the case of starting din? Rashi explains that when the dayanim dan, they should cover their heads with a talus. Why? So they shouldn't look either way and be completely concentrated on the din. Concentrate completely on the din. Therefore, you have to misatef your head with the talus. So once they started doing that, that's called starting din. When the Baladidim start saying their tainus, and it's not a machlekes, loy pligi. How to ask of us, Medina, if they had a din Torah previously, and now it's starting the next one, so obviously they have their cloak on already, their talus on already. So there it starts, the din starts when the baladinim start tining. How to ask of us, Medina, if they didn't start having a din Torah yet, so when does it start? When you start putting on something over your head. Rav Amir Rasi, Avayasi, Vigarasi, Berea Mudi. Rav Amir Rasi, we're learning Torah in the Beis Medrash, you know, between the beams of the Beis Medrash. V'chol shayta v'shayta v'tavchi ibra dasha. Every few minutes they went to the door to see if anyone's there for the entire Rav Amri, Yika, this idina leo v'leisi. Anyone's entire, come in and we'll pass in the din. Taisa says, it's arrived from here, that din is even better than Talmud Torah. Because you see, they're in the middle of learning, they want to check to see if anyone has din Torah. Rav Chista, Rav Hunav, Yasvi, Bedina, Kula Yoyma. Rav Chista, Rav Huna, were both sitting in a din Torah the whole day. Have a kacholosh libayu. And learn Rashi's second shot. Have a kacholosh libayu means they got very hungry. They spent the whole day on a din Torah. They were starving. So telling the Rav Chiya bar Rav Medifti that you don't have to sit the whole day on a din Torah. He brought down the pasuk in Parashat Yisro. It says v'yame da omal Moshe min aboyka da arev. The Moshe sat there and that was down Klal Yisrael, sat in Bezdin with Klal Yisrael the whole day from morning to evening. The chizal adayt kosh Moshe yesh v'dan kol yom. Do you think Moshe really sat and did the entire whole day? I call him Kulay Taras Manasinas. When does he learn Torah? Eloy Malach called Din Anyone who does a good din Torah, even for an hour, it's ki'ilu, the ma'ala kosev, ki'ilu nasa shutev l'karis baruch hu ma'isev reshes. It's ki'ilu, he's a shutev with a karis baruch hu ma'isev reshes. How do we know that? Ksiv ha'cha v'yamin o'ma ma'isev ravayka v'da'arav. Here it says, loshon ravayka v'da'arav. Ksiv ha'sam by ma'isev reshes v'hi erav ravayka yom echad. So you see, he's a shutev in ma'isev reshes. Therefore, Rachiv was telling him that you don't have to sit the whole day. As long as you sit part of the day and you do din emes, that's ki'ilu you sat the whole day and that's enough. So don't make yourself starving and be mitzar yourself so much. It's enough to do part of the day. That's enough to sit in din Torah. That's Rashi Sekham Shah.
Why is it so much greater than the learning Torah or the Torah
or anything else? I don't know. It doesn't explain why, but maybe because you're doing Torah and helping other people. It could be. It's like a Torah is chesed. Not only in Torah, you're helping other people. Maybe that would be the reason. But I'm not 100% sure.
Then you can say that by being a Rebbe.
You can say that by being a Rebbe also. It could be. Echadami. It's true. Now, Rashi's one more pshat that Cholosh Dubayo means that he was mitzar, that he wasn't learning Torah. And that he answered him that it's so precious that it's like Yilu Shul V'Karis Baruch Hu, it's even better than learning Torah. That was good for the Gemara's Torah. Cholosh Dubayo means like Cholosh Datayo. But Rashi doesn't like the pshat because it doesn't say Lubayo. Lubayo doesn't sound. It sounds like he was hungry. Don't think about it. Who was the Admosa Yosh Ben Bedin. Until when do you sit Bedin? Omrav Sheshes Adma Azman Suda. Admosa Yosh Ben Bedin. Omrav Sheshes Adma Azman Suda. Until when? So now we said you don't have to sit the whole day. So when? Until when should you sit Bedin? Omrav Sheshes Adman Suda. Until Zman of the first Suda. Which tomorrow I'll explain in a second. When's the first Zman Suda? Omrav Chal Maikra. The Chassid says in the Pasuk, Eilecha Eretz Shemalkech Na'ar V'sorecha Ba'boike Yachelu. What does that mean? Eilecha means like Eilech. And it says, Eilech Eretz, where the Malachim, the kings, which Rashi explains, means, who does a king mean? A king means a Dayan. Shemalkech Na'ar V'sorecha Ba'boike Yachelu. That the Malachim, they eat in the morning. That's not good. Ashrecha Eretz, they eat the right time. They don't eat the right time. That's Ashrecha. Bigvura of Torah v'lo shiyas yayin. Bigvura of Torah and not in the shesia of yayin. That's Ashrecha of the dayanim. Tana Rabbanan, going back to when's the right time to eat. Shara Shayna Maicha Ludim. The first hour of the day is the time of Ludim eat. That's cannibals. People eat people. They're very hungry. They eat the first hour of the day. Shnia Machal Listim. The Listim eat the next hour. They also eat very, very quickly. Shlishis Machal Yarshim. The Yarshim eat in the third hour. Those are Yarshim who Yarsh a lot of money. And they're not worried about Panasa. So they sleep till 3 hours and they eat then. Revius Michael Payalim and Chamishis Michael Adam. The workers eat in the fourth hour and every person eats the fifth hour. Fredim Marakasha, Andy Varma Papa Revius Van Sudach Adam. The fourth hour is the normal time for breakfast. Ella Revius Michael Adam, Chamishis Michael Payalim. Payalim eat the fifth hour. Shishis Michael Talmud Chacham. The sixth hour is the Michael of Talmud Chacham, which come out, that will be the time when you sip it in. Mekava Ilach, Kizarik Evan Lachamas. If you eat after the sixth hour, which means basically after Chatzos, it's not good to eat then. It's like throwing a stone into a barrel where either Rashi's one shot that it's not good or it's not bad, but or it's bad for you. It's not good for you.
What time is this? This is 6 hours?
Yeah, around Chatzos. Around Chatzos.
Does that depend on when you wake up? When somebody
No. This is only if you didn't eat anything yet. But if you taste something in the morning, then less lamba, it's not a problem. If you taste a little coffee in the morning, then it makes a difference. You eat as late as you want, then it's fine. It's not harmful. It's only harmful if you don't eat. You fast until chatzos. That's not good to do this every day. You're allowed to daven in the Beis HaMerchetz. You're allowed to daven in the bathhouse. Now, before I see this price, I'll give you a hakdama. In those days, the merchatz had three different rooms. They had one room where everyone was undressed. That was the actual merchatz. Then they had the second room where they started getting dressed and started getting undressed. So some people were dressed, some people were not dressed. Then they had the first room where they came in. That's where they put their coats on and maybe tied their shoes. They were always dressed in that room. So the chitzoni, the outer room, they were dressed. The middle room, there was some dressed, some undressed. In the inside room, everyone was undressed. Now, Rav Adar Bar Hava says a fact. He allowed a daven in the Beis HaMerchetz. Meisvei Rasi Akasha. He says, I nichnas Beis HaMerchetz. which is the first room you get into. Yesham mikra v'tila, you could say Shema, you could daven. Ve'in tzarech loymar shila shalom. It's possible you could say shila shalom. You could say shalom aleichem. You know shalom is Hashem's name. U'meniach tefillin. Ve'in tzarech loymar shenei l'chaylin. You could even put on tefillin. Forget about not taking it off. That's a chitzoni, the middle place. Makom she'olam oim v'marumim v'levushim. They stand dressed and undressed. Yes, shalom shila shalom. You could still say shila shalom there because it's not such a makom where everyone's undressed. Ve'in avada means not in front of someone who's undressed. It means in that room is fine. Ve'in shalom mikro v'tila, should not daven or say shema. Ve'in echayel tefillin, you can leave your tefillin on, but ve'in meniach l'chatchila, don't put on l'chatchila your tefillin. But makom shnei adam oim v'marumim in the primis, the room, the inside room. Everyone there doesn't wear clothing. Ein shom shila shalom, ein tzarach leim mikro v'trila. You can't daven, you can't say shema, you can't say shalom leichem. V'cholot tefillin, ein tzarach leim shem v'neichem. You can't even put on tefillin. You can't have to take off your tefillin. And now you can't put on tefillin. It's possible you can't put on tefillin. So what's the kasha? Rav Adav Ahava said you let a daven in beis hamerchitz. Here says you can't daven in beis hamerchitz. So Gemara could have answered that we're talking about the outer room, but it sounded like beis hamerchitz. It sounded like even in the inner room. So Gemara answers, ki komer Rav Adav Ahava v'merchatz she'im ba bnei adam. There is no one there right now. There's no one there right now, so therefore he holds a daven there. Break the Gemara, it's not true. But Amar Rav Yosi Baruch Hanina, Merchus Sh'om Rav Yishayim Boi Adam. Basically, he says Sh'om Rav Yishayim Boi Tzaya. We have a lacha that America, if no one's there, you're not allowed to daven. And even a basic Kisi has no Tzaya, they're not daven. That's the shame basic Kisi, shame Merchus itself. So what's Pshat Rav Adav Ahav? He says, you're daven. El Kikom Rav Adav Becharati, a brand new place. They just built it. No one even went in there yet. So then he holds you a ladder davin. Pray to Gemara, that's all pashut. But Mabaye Bayon Ravina. Ravina has shalom about that. His meal beis akisei. You set aside a room for a beis akisei. Mahu. Yes, zimun ain't zimun. Is a shayla. Is a zimun enough to make it into a shame beis akisei? They shouldn't be able to davin. Well, if he didn't have a psak. And this Ravina was much later than Rav Adav Ahav. It was much later than this. So if Rav Adav Ahav meant to say in a brand new place, he should have been pashut from his. From his rabbeim, Rav Adav Ahav, Dr. Gemara, Loishlev, who is in America? It's America, same thing the Beis Akisei. So, Loi, no. Dilma Shani Beis Akisei de Ma'is. Beis Akisei was never used. There it's a tzad, it's worse, because that's Ma'is, that's disgusting. Even the name is Maguna. But America, which is not Maguna, there you could clear and say that maybe, there you could clear and say that maybe if you didn't start using it yet, it's not a problem to daven there.